Welcome to Big Larry's 2025 podcast. The subject for this episode, a pro and con debate concerning Albert Einstein's ideas for forming a single global authority to adjudicate conflicts among the world's nations and cultures. Albert will start by explaining his thinking. He will be followed by Sarah arguing in favor of his proposition, and Ron, who will argue in opposition. This episode will be an audio cast only.
My friends and fellow citizens of the world, we stand today at a crossroads unprecedented in our history. I have dedicated my life to understanding the laws of nature, yet I am struck by how little effort we have given to understanding the fragile web that binds human society. The advent of the atomic bomb has awakened us to a fundamental truth. The destructive power once confined to myth is now in our very hands. No single nation, however strong, can hope to control or resist this force alone. War, which once ravaged continents, now threatens the very existence of our planet. Only through cooperation founded on mutual trust can we ensure that these instruments of mass destruction are never used again. It is for this reason I advocate a supranational body, an empowered world authority, to oversee disarmament, mediate conflicts, and safeguard the global interest. Such an authority does not demand the dissolution of nations, but rather that we place certain aspects of our sovereignty into a shared framework. If we have learned anything from our scientific achievements, knowledge has no borders. Reason, guided by moral responsibility, must triumph over narrow self-interest. In an era defined by unprecedented threats, we are compelled to work together as guardians of humanity's future. Thus, I call upon leaders and citizens everywhere to support a single world authority, not as a lofty ideal, but as our only rational path toward lasting peace. We can no longer afford to act in isolation, for our destiny has become inescapably one.
Sarah's argument in favor.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of this venue, and esteemed colleagues, thank you for the opportunity to speak in favor of Albert Einstein's vision for a single world authority. My name is Sarah. Today, I will outline why this proposal remains relevant and powerful in our own era, and why such an authority could serve as a vehicle for lasting peace, effective global cooperation, and the preservation of our shared humanity. The roots of Einstein's vision. Albert Einstein was not only one of history's greatest scientists, but also a devoted humanitarian and a peace advocate. After witnessing the devastation of two world wars and recognizing the terrifying power of nuclear weapons, Einstein concluded that if the world was to avoid cataclysmic conflict, nations had to come under a form of collective governance, or at least under an authority capable of preventing large-scale war. He believed that the existing framework, where sovereign nation-states act largely in their own self-interest, was incapable of managing the new dangers posed by the destructive technologies of his time and beyond. Today, we have expanded those risks with the rapid development of artificial intelligence, the threat of climate change, and still worrisome nuclear arsenals. The logic is clear. If the world remains dangerously fragmented, we risk repeated cycles of conflict that might eventually lead to unprecedented catastrophe. A single world authority would coordinate and unify efforts, reducing the likelihood of aggressive militarism and advancing mutual survival. Addressing global challenges together. 1. Nuclear disarmament and conflict prevention. Einstein's call sprang from a deep concern over nuclear weaponry, but this concern can now be broadened to all weapons of mass destruction. A central authority would hold each nation-state accountable and strive for coordinated disarmament and strict non-proliferation. This move would drastically reduce the prospect of a nuclear or biological arms race. It's easier to work on security if we have one body overseeing compliance rather than a patchwork of treaties that can be broken or interpreted ambiguously. 2. Climate change and environmental sustainability. No crisis in recent history has demonstrated our global interdependence more clearly than the environmental crisis. Climate change does not recognize national borders. It impacts every corner of the globe. Individual nations may be tempted to chase short-term economic gains rather than committing to tough reforms. A single world authority could enforce scientifically grounded environmental regulations, pooling resources, expertise, and action plans to mitigate and adapt to climate change. In so doing, we would share the burden fairly and ensure that countries do not absolve themselves of responsibility by shifting blame or burdens onto others. 3. Global health and pandemics. The COVID-19 pandemic has shown how susceptible the entire world is to infectious diseases and how quickly they can spread beyond borders. A world authority would enable rapid, coordinated responses, ensuring that preventive measures, vaccines, and treatments are distributed based on need rather than economic or political clout. Just as Einstein viewed the nuclear threat as a global problem, pandemics too are a global challenge that should be tackled with universal leadership and resources. Facilitating economic justice and equality. A single world authority could also address critical issues of resource allocation and economic inequality on a global scale. Currently, the resources of our planet are managed, some might say mismanaged, by separate countries with disparate interests, often leading to exploitation, competition, and conflict. Under a unified framework. 1. Resource management and fair distribution. Essential resources, clean water, arable land, rare minerals, could be shared and regulated in a manner that prioritizes human needs, sustainability, and intergenerational equity rather than cutthroat competition. This is not to say that local or regional administration disappears, but rather that these critical resources are overseen with the entire global community's well-being in mind. 2. Global economic regulation. The existing world economy struggles with large-scale problems such as exploitative labor practices, international financial crises, and extreme wealth disparities. A single authority could mitigate these instabilities by imposing fair standards for labor, corporate governance, and environmental impact across the globe. By ensuring that the rules are the same for everyone and by preventing the worst forms of exploitation, such a system would curb the kind of destructive competition that impoverishes communities and destabilizes markets. Strengthening human rights and cultural preservation.
A well-structured single world authority would not, as some fear, erase cultural identities or personal freedoms. Instead, it would uphold universal principles of human rights while celebrating cultural diversity. 1. Protecting rights for all. Currently, the enforcement of human rights often relies on sporadic international interventions, non-binding resolutions, or the moral authority of global NGOs. A single world authority could provide robust legal structures that protect basic freedoms everywhere, acting decisively to stop genocide, ethnic cleansing, or severe violations of personal liberty. 2. Harmonizing diversity with unity. A single authority need not imply the flattening of cultural differences into uniformity. On the contrary, when there is global recognition of distinct cultures through a higher framework of cooperation, peoples across the globe could enjoy greater freedoms to practice traditions without fear of persecution. What better affirmation of culture than a world in which all are secure in their identities? Just as strong nations can house many diverse communities, the world could unify around shared goals while honoring the mosaic of human experience. Global governance and the practicalities of implementation. Of course, practical questions arise: who would lead such an authority? Would we lose sovereignty? And how would democracy function on a global scale? These are legitimate concerns, yet they are far from insurmountable. 1. Democratic principles and representation. A single world authority must be established with strong democratic principles at its core. It should be representative of the world's population, not dominated by any single nation or group of nations. The basis for representation could be rooted in population, but balanced to prevent the marginalization of smaller states. Transparent checks and balances, a robust judiciary, and clear constitutional guidelines would ensure that no single entity can hijack the system. 2. Subsidiarity and regional autonomy. Subsidiarity is the principle that decisions should be made at the most immediate or local level that is consistent with their resolution. Issues relevant to a particular region would continue to be managed locally. The global authority would step in primarily for challenges that exceed regional or national capabilities, be it nuclear weapons, climate strategy, or pandemic control. In this way, communities maintain a say in their governance, preserving local identities while serving collective interests. 3. Incremental building blocks. While the ultimate vision is a single world authority, progress could unfold in phases, starting with stronger international organizations and deepening regional alliances. Over time, these alliances could merge into a truly global entity. This evolutionary approach would allow communities time to adapt, minimizing the fear that such a system would be forcibly imposed from above. Moral imperative and the call to action. In closing, I ask you to consider the moral argument for a single world authority. We live in an era where our collective power to impact the planet and each other has never been greater. With these powers come enormous moral responsibilities. Does it make sense to risk the future of our species and the welfare of billions on disjointed or confrontational national strategies when a shared global framework could manage critical issues more safely and effectively? Einstein, in his letters and public statements, insisted that the survival of humanity hinged on our ability to rise above national interests and embrace global unity. This is not naive idealism. With nuclear arsenals still in existence, with climate change accelerating, and with global inequities fueling social unrest, the stakes are as high in our century as they were in Einstein's. By channeling our ambitions into a single, cooperative authority, rigorously democratic, inherently inclusive, and fundamentally humanistic, we take a crucial step toward ensuring a peaceful and sustainable future for all. Thus, ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to join me in recognizing the wisdom and necessity of Einstein's proposal. We have the opportunity, and indeed the obligation, to consider the creation of a single world authority as one of humanity's most important endeavors, paving the way toward security, prosperity, and mutual respect in the generations to come. Thank you.
Now, for Ron's argument in opposition.
Ladies and gentlemen, honorable members of this venue, and distinguished colleagues, thank you for the opportunity to speak on this important topic. My name is Ron. Today I rise in opposition to the formation of Albert Einstein's proposed single world authority. While I respect the noble intentions behind Einstein's idea, namely fostering global peace and cooperation, I believe that consolidating power in a single, centralized entity is fraught with significant risks, both practical and ethical. Allow me to present several points that I hope will illustrate why this concept, despite its appeal, would ultimately prove detrimental to human freedom, stability, and progress. The danger of consolidated power. First and foremost, a single world authority, no matter how well-meaning, places unprecedented power in the hands of a centralized body. One of the great lessons of history is that unchecked power is easily corrupted. Even institutions formed with the highest ideals can drift toward authoritarian practices when they are not effectively constrained. The more geographically vast and culturally diverse an entity governs, the greater the temptation for it to justify extreme measures in the name of unity or the common good. Concentrating power in one global institution could easily become a breeding ground for corruption, manipulation, or paternalism. Once all the levers of authority, military, economic, technological, are placed in a single institution, there would be few checks to stop that institution from overstepping its boundaries. Just as no national government is entirely immune from corruption, imagine the scope for abuse in a world system that, by definition, has no external competitor or balancing mechanism. Erosion of sovereignty and individual freedoms, hand in hand with unchecked power, comes the erosion of national sovereignty and, ultimately, individual freedoms. A single world authority would, by its very nature, supersede local or national governments. Decisions about defense, economics, education, and even cultural policy might be dictated from a distant global body rather than decided by the people most intimately affected. The principle of self-determination, long a cornerstone of democratic governance, would be threatened. If critical policy decisions are imposed top-down, citizens of individual nations lose the autonomy to shape their own futures. Moreover, local voices could be drowned out in massive global forums where large, powerful blocs or bureaucracies might hold the real influence. The resulting one-size-fits-all policies would inevitably alienate communities, especially those with unique cultural, environmental, or historical circumstances. The practical barriers to true representation. Even if one argues for establishing a democratic global authority, the practical challenges to genuine representation are monumental. How do we ensure that the billions of people across the planet, speaking thousands of languages, living in vastly different socioeconomic realities, get a fair say in their governance? In theory, there could be elections at a global level. Yet elections by themselves do not guarantee a meaningful voice for minority cultures and smaller nations. Already within individual countries, we see entire regions feeling marginalized by national capitals. Expand that dynamic to the entire planet, and smaller groups could lose any real chance to influence policy. This gap between the governed and those who govern would expand, intensifying feelings of isolation and powerlessness. Moreover, the scale of bureaucracy required to run a single authority would likely be enormous. The complexity of administering fair representation, ensuring every local district, every minority community, every socioeconomic class has adequate input, would be staggering. In the end, this global government might devolve into inefficient administration, bogged down in red tape and struggling to address pressing issues in a timely manner. Threat to cultural diversity. Another grave concern is the potential homogenization of humanity's vast cultural mosaic. While advocates of a single world authority argue that it could protect cultural diversity, there is a legitimate fear that dominant cultures or regions would overshadow smaller, more vulnerable ones. Policymaking at the highest, most global level tends to produce uniform guidelines. And over time, we might see pressure for cultural assimilation in the name of global standards or efficiency. Local traditions, be they educational methods, community-based resource management, religious practices, or forms of governance, thrive under local autonomy. When decisions shift to a distant and centralized body, the nuanced realities and values of different cultures risk being eroded, even inadvertently. A vibrant global community is one that celebrates difference. Pushing all societies through the same bureaucratic funnel threatens to flatten that rich human tapestry. Dextem, historical lessons and warnings. History reminds us of the dangers inherent in overly centralized rule, whether it was vast empires that struggled to govern far-flung territories or more modern attempts at unified blocs that fractured due to diverging national interests. In every scenario, the further the central government is from its local communities, the more alienated those communities feel. This disconnect breeds resentment, stifles innovation, and increases the potential for rebellion and conflict rather than reducing it. In Einstein's time, the horror of atomic warfare prompted calls for a single entity that could eliminate the nuclear threat. Yet we must remember that it has primarily been treaties, diplomatic channels, and multilateral agreements, however imperfect, that have prevented nuclear catastrophe since 1945. These efforts rely on consensus building among states rather than forcing subservience to a single overarching entity. If a single authority were to rely on coercion to enforce its decrees, it might well provoke the very conflicts it aims to avert. Ituru pointed the illusion of a quick fix to global problems. Supporters of a single world authority often present it as the logical solution for challenges like climate change, pandemics, and weapons of mass destruction. Yet believing that centralized rule automatically solves these problems underestimates the complex roots of global issues. The success of global initiatives depends not just on uniform rules, but on local ownership, innovation, and collaboration. Climate change. While a coordinated global effort is crucial, it's equally important that local communities maintain agency to experiment with diverse solutions suited to their ecosystems. Pandemics, swift communication, data sharing, and mutual assistance are indeed necessary, but a top-down bureaucracy can be slow to adapt and can lose sight of context-specific solutions. Conflict resolution. Deep-seated historical grievances and cultural tensions cannot always be resolved by fiat from a global center. Peace is more lasting when it comes from reconciliation and mutual agreement rather than external imposition. A single world authority could inadvertently stifle the local creativity and sense of ownership needed to tackle these challenges comprehensively. Supporting alternative approaches to cooperation, it's crucial to emphasize that opposing a single world authority does not mean abandoning international cooperation or ignoring global threats. On the contrary, one might argue for strengthening existing international institutions and treaties, ensuring they strike a balance between global collaboration and national autonomy. We can improve global governance by reforming entities like the United Nations, making them more transparent, accountable, and efficient, without consolidating all power in their hands. We can encourage regional alliances, trade pacts, and coalitions that address specific challenges while respecting the unique conditions of different areas. We can foster a global culture of shared norms and ethical standards, from human rights conventions to climate agreements, through voluntary adherence and incremental cooperation, rather than compelling uniformity under a single overarching government. These approaches hold the promise of greater flexibility, broader acceptance, and genuine collaboration in solving global issues, without risking the dangers of centralized, unchecked power. Conclusion. In closing, I recognize that the underlying motivations behind Einstein's call for a single world authority are admirable. The desire to prevent nuclear war, to fight climate change, and to ensure global prosperity is laudable. However, a single centralized government with unfettered power poses an alarming risk to the very ideals, freedom, diversity, and genuine collaboration as we strive together to address the challenges of our interconnected world. Thank you.
Thank you, Albert, Sarah, and Ron, for an interesting discussion. Listeners, please check back next week for Big Larry's Episode 3.